Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations, from warehouses to omnichannel, to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' fulfillment execution system is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast here at the booth in MODEX 2022, and I am joined by Eric Andres, and he is from Hannibal, which is a Nucor company, and they focus on manufacturing racking, but most recently also focusing on integration as well, which we're going to talk a little bit about today. So, Eric, welcome to the booth, and welcome to MODEX, first day here. How you doing?
Kevin, thanks so much. Thanks for having us. We're really excited to be back at MODEX. This is our first big trade show since before the pandemic.
Yeah.
The team's excited to be here. And there's a lot of folks here. There's a lot of energy in the building, a lot of energy from the attendees and the exhibitors. So we couldn't be more happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I heard there's like a mad, there was a mad rush this morning. It was hard to get in. It was very busy. So, which is a good sign. Absolutely. And so, you know, definitely happy to be back and happy to have you here in the booth. So tell us a little bit about Hannibal and what it is that you guys do.
Yeah, Hannibal is one of the largest racking manufacturers in the United States. Mm-hmm. Over the last several years, we've also really grown the integration side of the business through our turnkey packages that we do on the pallet racking side.
Right.
Put that into perspective, we've done over $1 billion in full turnkey pallet racking systems. Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Very cool. And through the integration you're talking about as well, you guys recently were acquired by Nucor, right? And talk to us a little bit about that and how that kind of came about.
Yeah. So as of August 2021, we're now part of the Nucor family.
Okay.
Nucor is the largest steel maker in the United States and one of the largest recyclers as well.
Interesting.
Nucor has invested heavily in downstream businesses that consume steel, which is what Hannibal does in the production of pallet racking. So we're very excited to be part of the Nucor family. prior to being acquired by Nucor, Hannibal was an ESOP. Okay. We're an employee-owned company.
Yeah.
So having a strong company culture built on respect and safety of teammates is something that was very important to us, and something that we found within the Nucor family. The opportunities to continue to grow this turnkey model, specifically within the warehousing sector, are quite big by being part of Nucor.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you know, in the last 2 years, certainly as we've seen the pandemic, I mean, warehousing and fulfillment has just exploded because it's been so necessary to be able to get goods in different avenues and in different channels to people when we couldn't necessarily go to the stores the same way we did. And obviously, you know, people like the convenience of that. So it's kind of stuck, right? So warehousing space obviously has been exploding. Warehouses are being built like crazy. You know, companies are trying to get more space and utilize their space better. So talk to us a little bit about your racking offerings and kind of how they help to utilize that space better and give more functionality to the four walls that we call a warehouse or a fulfillment center?
Yeah, it's a great question. Mm-hmm. You know, we're very bullish on the warehousing space, right? Okay. We really think this has a long way to run.
Oh, yeah.
That will continue to really see strong demand. The projects that we see in the market today continue to get larger and larger.
Right.
Buildings are getting bigger. Buildings are getting taller. Mm-hmm. Projects are getting more complex. Mm-hmm. We're seeing more automation. But the point that you brought up is spot on, which is how do we maximize the use of the space that we have?
Right.
That's the question that we get from customers. That's one thing that Hannibal can do to stand out is really that team of designers and engineers and our access to all different types of products to really try to maximize that space and build something that works best for that customer. Mm-hmm. We continue to see a big focus on labor. Labor is hard to find in most markets.
Absolutely.
It's expensive. So the more that we can do to optimize the layout of that warehouse, the more powerful our solution can be.
Very interesting. And yeah, I think an interesting point about, you know, people going higher as well. So, you know, when we look at racking, you know, obviously it's steel, right? We put the steel together. And you know, what, you know, we're here at MODEX, and a lot of MODEX is focused on innovation and things of that nature. So what types of innovations are happening recently, maybe to maximize space, as you mentioned, but around racking, how has racking kind of really innovated and changed in any way?
It's a great question. It's something that we ask a lot, which is how can we better use that building space, right? And we're certainly seeing fully automated systems go in.
Yeah.
It's becoming more and more common. You're seeing 100-foot-tall structures that are, you know, fully automatic and robotic, and that's certainly a trend. But I think the more powerful trend is we're seeing places within the warehouse bring robotics and automation to it, right, without converting the entire warehouse. And where folks are able to take labor out or gain efficiencies within the warehouse, we're continuing to see those trends. One thing that we're doing as part of Nucor is really looking at the warehouse as an entire building system. Is there a way that we can look at the joists and better maximize space at the top of the warehouse, right? Is there a way that we can use racking in a more structural way to take out some columns within the warehouse and maximize the space? So we think there's some powerful ways that we can really develop a better building system, and that's a big focus of what we're doing today.
Interesting. Yeah. I think it's, you know, you have to get creative almost in a way, because it is difficult to find warehousing space in some areas, because, you know, some of the big companies who will remain nameless are eating up space like crazy and land and building buildings like insanely. So being a smaller company, you certainly have to find a way to utilize that space more efficiently. So the fact that you guys are looking at different ways to do that and bring in different type of racking solutions, I think is a huge key to being able to do that. And I'm curious about the point you said earlier. You said reworking the racking in a way, or setting up the racking in a way so that it creates more efficiency to help with the labor shortages. So talk to us a little bit about that, and maybe give some kind of pointers out there for operations managers that might be listening and thinking, like, you know, their racking should go a certain way, but maybe there's a better flow that can be created with the rack.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. That point's spot on, right?
Right.
In the place that we're in today and trying to find properties that you can move into and get product into quickly, there's limited options, right? And what maybe in the past was going to be two buildings, we can only find one building. right? That customer needs to get into this building. So we really need to maximize the space that's in that building. Mm. Then the question becomes how to do that. Right. Yeah. And, you know, so what we advise on is to really go to a company like Hannibal that can offer that full system turnkey from design through completion. So we're on the same page on the front end.
Yeah.
The other thing that we've seen as a trend that I think is quite impactful is bringing the racking system in sooner in the process. Right. So rather than having a building built that then we try to design the racking around, we're starting to see, working with design build firms and general contractors, the racking getting a seat at the table earlier to say, how do we build the building in a way that makes the most sense to maximize what we're actually trying to do here, right? Which is to drive efficiency and storage within that building. So that's something that we've been pushing, is try to get a seat at the table sooner and sooner. Ultimately, what we're doing is developing a better solution for the customer.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, a good example is, a couple of months ago, we had a project where the racking got pushed out 9 months. Why did it get pushed out 9 months?
Yeah.
Well, there was a backlog of 9 months on the particular joist that was needed for the building.
Wow.
In that case, we were able to hold a meeting with the customer and with our Volcraft division within Nucor, who produces joist, and collectively, we actually came up with an alternative joist design that had a much shorter lead time. So ultimately, that led to a quicker sale for us. We moved the project up, but at the end of the day, the customer was thrilled. The project opened sooner. They were able to occupy the building sooner. So those are the types of opportunities that we're trying to bring to the table.
Very interesting, and I like the idea of bringing the racking into the discussion earlier. So talk to us a little bit about maybe some examples like that. I mean, you're looking at, because I know one thing certainly from my experience as a warehouse manager, you know, has always been like those columns, right? How can I get rid of these columns? And you can't get rid of the column, right? But if you bring the racking into discussion earlier in the process, I mean, is there flexibility to be able to move columns around based on where you want to put racking and things of that nature?
That's what we've been trying to do, right? That's the goal of, is there a better way to optimally lay this out between joist and beam and column to really maximize that space, right? And, and sometimes there is and sometimes there isn't, but at least we can be smart about the design, right? And I think asking those questions on the front end of, how is this building going to be laid out? What are you trying to accomplish? What are the key pain points? And being able to work collectively, hand-in-hand, with a general contractor, with the integrator, to be able to design a system that ultimately works best for that customer.
Very interesting, yeah, I think that's a huge thing, because it's certainly been a headache for me in the past, where it's like, been like, we want to put something here, but there's a column, like, this column is in the way, you just can't do anything about it. I mean, it's, you know, you wish you could move it, I'm sure there's a way, but I'm sure it costs tons of money. So very interesting that you guys are bringing that earlier into the equation. I think that makes a lot of sense. And you know, as we look at also the expansion of racking, so maybe companies are coming in and they've been in a building for a long time, and now all of a sudden their operation is changing or it's growing, and they want to expand upon their racking or redo their racking. I mean, what's the best way to go about that? Because I think a lot of times maybe we just think like, oh, just add on to what's existing, the same thing that we have, but maybe that's not always the best solution. So what's the best way to go about that and really assess kind of the needs of the operation and the business?
That's a great question. We always advise to engage with a company like Hannibal and really discuss what options are out there, right? Yeah. Because we look around the show today and there's a lot of options out there available,
there's options everywhere.
Options everywhere here. So we try to get the customer engaged to really look at the system in total. And maybe adding bays is the right thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Maybe just adding on to what they have makes the most sense. But maybe there's a better way to accomplish their goals, and maybe it's within the budget that they have, right?
Yeah.
So we really encourage looking at the design and engineering of the whole system. You know, first and foremost, we want to make sure it's a safe system, right? And we continue to see more stringent code, specifically in high seismic areas, right? So that's a good opportunity to assess making sure the system's safe, but secondly, making sure it's most effective for what you're trying to do.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think that's one thing that's huge as well, as we talk about, you know, a lot of times on the podcast, we talk about the the smaller guy, right? How does a smaller guy compete with, you know, the big guy, Amazon, right? And,
right.
And so they have to get creative in that way. So it's good to have companies like Hannibal who can come in and really help them understand what's out there, because, I mean, they may not have that type of exposure to, like, the different solutions that are out there. You know, it's a smaller company, you know, maybe they don't have the resources to go out and do, you know, R&D and stuff like that and figure that out. So, so it's good to be able to rely on solution providers like yourself to be able to help you understand that. And I think that's a huge thing. And you mentioned in there about the safety as well. So you mentioned how, you know, we're going higher, right? So how high is too high, I guess, maybe until we run into a point where we're getting a little unsafe, or maybe is the racking, you know, stable enough to go that high?
Yeah, it's going to depend on the application, of course, right? And we continue to see buildings get taller, as we discussed, right? Mm-hmm. If you can't grow out, you grow up. And companies are developing solutions to do that, right? And whether that be the racking companies or the forklift companies or the automation companies, everybody's working towards those common goals. We take safety very seriously. So first of all, in our own operations, but also those of our customers. And a couple of years ago, we started offering third-party safety at our job sites. So that's
really
something that certain customers value, that we're providing full-time safety management at the job site specific to the install of the racking system.
Very interesting. And so how does that work? I mean, you guys come in and then you do a safety assessment, or how does that kind of work?
Yeah, that's right. So we have a contract with a third-party safety company, and they're on site alongside of us, and their job is to maintain the safety of that job site, right? And being third-party, we thought was important, so it's not our safety team, right? It's not the customer safety team. It's truly an independent body that's licensed and has the training to ensure that the job site remains safe.
Very interesting. And so I guess before we wrap up here, I'm interested to hear, you know, what has been the most interesting kind of racking project in the past 2 years with the pandemic? What have you seen? It was kind of maybe the most creative, or the one that made you say, like that's a pretty interesting request.
Oh, man, that's a good one. Yeah. It's so interesting. When we were just having this conversation at our booth, we continue to see more and more complex projects.
Right.
Larger and larger projects across all types of systems that we're doing. So that's an exciting time to be part of that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We talk about million square foot warehouses, and they're not common, but they're more and more common today, right? So the size has been a big thing. And then, as we touched on earlier, how do people bring more robotics into the warehouse space, right? And that's something that we're seeing. I think there's a lot of exciting things coming to market around automating certain parts of the warehouse. So it's not a full ASRS system necessarily, but there's individual elements of forklifts or shuttles or other things that we're seeing come into the warehouse space. So that's pretty exciting. And if you walk around the show here, it's a big thing.
A lot of robots in this place.
So. I was joking that we're going to have a BattleBots competition tonight.
That would be pretty cool. The BattleBots after Modex. Yeah, we could do that, right? All right, very interesting stuff with you, Eric, and thank you for coming by the booth. If people want to find out more information about Hannibal, how can they do that?
We've got a brand new website, HannibalIndustries.com.
Okay.
That's probably the best place. All the contact information's on there. And, of course, if anybody's at the show, stop by the booth.
Definitely. All right, so, Eric, thank you so much. We'll put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So enjoy the rest of the show.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.